Don't go thinking that this house is an ordinary house, because it is in fact both a house and a factory. Can't you hear the din the machines are making? The owners live here, but if you go out into the courtyard, you'll see the factory and some of the workers shifting stuff around. I can see you're a curious lot, and I bet you're wondering why they built the factory so close to the house. The answer is simple. If not here, then where? In nearby St. Kyrse? Listen to me and you'll understand why. My father, who I told you was from Comprudon, was a basket maker like his father and his father before him. And do you know where they had their workshop? At the front of the house, just like blacksmith, the potter, the baker, and the cobbler. The first master Turul did things as they had always been done. He put the living space and the workspace in the same building. I know you'll say that a mill is not a simple workshop, but it is really. It's just a big workshop. There you have it. Mr. Pau Turul, the present owner's grandfather, started building the house and the mill back in the days when Napoleon soldiers were marching home to France with their tails between their legs. Back then, the house was only two stories high. His son, Pera, added the third floor a few years ago. From the outside, the house is nothing special. It's solid, but not ostentatious, nothing too fancy or ornate. Just as it should be. It might not be much from the outside, but wait and see inside. Off you go, up to the first floor, and be careful on the stairs. They've just been polished and are as slippery as ice.